Underwriting support from the Interlaken Inn, Resort and Conference Center, Interlaken Road in Lakeville, Connecticut. 86 upscale guest rooms and townhouses, Morgan's Restaurant featuring new American cuisine, a pet-friendly resort, and they have select accommodations. 1-800-222-2909 on Facebook and interlakeninn.com. Dave's TV, Route 44 in Millerton. Buy local. Skip the long drive to the big box stores. Your local source for quality products, Sony, Sharp, Smart, LED, HDTV, DirecTV Sales and Service, and Russ Sound Home Audio Systems, davestv.net. It's Chicon Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio.
Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for cooler weather and a chance of showers. We'll get the details on that Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Taking a look at some stories we're following for you here on Robin Hood Radio this morning. Discord has emerged in talks to combine Monument Mountain and Mount Everett High Schools. As we discussed last week on the Berkshire Edge On Air, a group working to merge Monument Mountain and Mount Everett Regional High Schools is grappling with tension over that goal. Official forms the district say they are feeling pushed and may seek a pause. Southern Berkshire School Committee members in a letter last week to the 8-town Regional School District Planning Board said they are considering withdrawing from the consolidation. They want to regroup, the letter says, in light of what they call, quote, negative dynamics, end quote. The work the 23-member board should stop until, quote, we address the difficult dynamic between the two districts and the ongoing feeling of imbalance. The board began its work in 2020 to find a way to bring the Berkshire Hills and Southern Berkshire districts to merge in some fashion. The board voted 16-6 in favor of a consultant's recommendation to bring the high school students together and create one administrative district. And other stories out of Great Barrington. The town of Great Barrington is trying to collect nearly $200,000 in back taxes from a property called Stonegate. The problem is there are 620 owners. The tax collector's office kept mailing out notices saying payments were overdue for an abandoned property at 111 West Avenue and to pay up. Cue the sound of crickets. Nobody responded. Those tax bills sent to Stonegate Condominium Trust at Box 1090 were returned to sender. Totaling damages for back taxes for this account is $197,775. Like the weeds have climbed through the porch and the sun, the story in the Berkshire Eagle. A Stonegate trustee closed the post office box sometime in the last 5 years after remaining trustees of the 1980s timeshare property resigned and walked away. In 2017, so did the manager. In a timeshare property, the owner buys the right to use a particular unit for a set amount of time. If all 8 units were sold at weekly intervals, the property could have had 416 owners, but the developer of Stonegate apparently sold 49% more intervals than were deeded for recorded at the Southern Berkshire Registry. The sheer volume of the ownership has bogged down the town's quest to take the title to the property, though it hasn't given up. One former share owner and former resident of the Board of Trustees explained how it came to be. The developer sold new shares before clearing old ones. Quote, he would sell on Saturday and Sunday and run to re-register the office on Monday, according to Hallen Harwick. So meetings coming up in our area today in our tri-state region. We'll start off in Sharon. The Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 6 p.m. The American Rescue Plan Act meeting is tonight, is on the 5th at 6:30. Absentee ballots are due in by October 7th at 8:30 in the morning. Town hall offices are closed on October 10th all day. The Sharon Board of Education has a meeting on October 10th at 7 p.m. in Salisbury today. At 5 p.m., Board of Selectmen at 6:30, special meeting of the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. On Tuesday at 9 a.m., the Salisbury Historic District Commission has a meeting. There's a special meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission also. Wednesday, October 5th at 6 p.m. On Thursday, the Pope Land Design Committee meets at 10, and at 6 p.m., the Conservation Commission. In North Canaan, the Board of Selectmen meets tonight at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, the Board of Education meets tomorrow at 7 p.m. via Zoom. In Cornwall today at 7:30, the Cornwall Agriculture Advisory Commission has a meeting. On October 4th at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., voter registration at Town Hall. October 4th at 7 p.m., Inland Wetlands Watercourse meeting via Zoom. In Kent, Architectural Review Board regular meeting comes up October 4th at 5:30. Board of Education at Kent Center School regular meeting October 5th at 5:30. In the town of Northeast, the Zoning Review Committee has a meeting coming up tonight. In Sheffield, Select Board meeting second floor meeting room at Town Hall tonight at 7 p.m. And in the town of Ancrum, the Planning Board has their next meeting on October the 6th. Now, Save Sharon Hospital Community Roundtables that are coming up this week, Wednesday, October 5th at 6 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex in Millerton, New York, and next week at the Kent Congregational Church at 6 p.m. in Kent. The Women's Vigil for this year, put on by Women's Support Services, is going to be held October 6th at 6:30 at Community Field at Lakeville. The vigil will include speakers, a candlelight service, and remembrances of those who were killed in the past year due to domestic violence. All are welcome. Of course, this is the weekend for the Salisbury Fall Festival to return on Friday, October 7th, and Saturday, October 8th, and Sunday, October 9th throughout Salisbury. For more information and a complete schedule of events, salisburyfallfestival.org. Fall Bird Tour on Saturday, October 8th at 7 to 8:30 at the Miles Wildlife Sanctuary. Registration at sharon.audubon.org/events or call 860-364-0520. Pre-registration is required. Northwest Corner Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day, October 8th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you live in one of the Northwest Corner towns, you have to go to the town offices and pick up a ticket so you can attend. The 12th Annual Brewski Fest is back to benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association October 9th from 1 to 4, and that'll be at Saytree Hill in Salisbury. It is sponsored by State Line Wine and Spirits as a big fundraiser for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Tickets for Brewski Fest are available in advance and also at the door. Advance tickets available online at brewskifest.com and at State Line Wine and Spirits in North Canaan. Now also, the good folks from the Sunday in the Country Food Drive will be supplying hamburgers and brats and more on that day. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.